Today, August 8th, 2005, on the official Inside Disney podcast, direct from Disney Motion, your source for full motion Disney video online.
I know a lot of you are interested in the circus. Well, Walt Disney was interested in the circus too. He just loved going to the circus. And the circus appeared in many different products that Walt Disney created during his career. When Walt Disney opened Disneyland, he thought it would be fun to have a circus at Disneyland. So the very first holiday season, December of 1955, he created the Mickey Mouse Club Circus. It was not a big hit. It lasted for only 2 months. People didn't want to go to Disneyland to see the circus. Disneyland was an attraction in itself. They had no thought to go to Disneyland to see a circus. Some of the Mouseketeers even acted in this circus. Don't go away. There's more to come. I'll be back in just a few moments.
Don't go away. Part 2 of this official Disney Online podcast will continue in just a moment. To view the entire full motion video of this story, visit us at Disney.com.
One of the first times that Walt Disney used the circus in one of his films was in one of his early Alice comedies that he made way back in the 20s. Alice's Circus Days was the name of that film. In 1936, Mickey Mouse appeared in a cartoon about the circus called Mickey's Circus. In 1948, it was Goofy that went to the circus in a cartoon called The Big Wash. Pluto also went to the circus in 1950 in a film called Wonder Dog. Disney made one animated feature film that heavily relied on the circus in its plot, and that was Dumbo in 1941. There was also a live-action Disney film about the circus, and that was Toby Tyler, taken from the novel by James Otis Kaler. For that film, Walt Disney used some circus wagons that he had purchased for the Mickey Mouse Club Circus back in 1955. These circus wagons were original circus wagons, some of them 50, 60, 70 years old. He had them restored and used them in parades at Disneyland. Well, they also got used in Toby Tyler. After Walt made that film, he donated these wagons to the Circus World Museum in Baraboo, Wisconsin, where they can still be seen today. I've always enjoyed the circus myself, and I hope you've enjoyed this look under the Disney Big Top. Join us again for Gears Behind the Ears.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney podcast. Be sure to visit Disney Motion Showcase on Disney.com to watch the latest and exclusive streaming video, including music videos, film clips, interviews, behind-the-scenes coverage, and events in and around the Walt Disney Company. Until next time...